lift up your right hand to God right now and lift up your voice to Him. Give Him thanks for His blessings upon your life since Shiloh 2020 began, and ask Him to speak to you again. Someone is praying, and you are praying for yourself right now. Let heaven hear your voice. Give Him praise and give Him glory. Magnify His name and receive from Him right now light at this moment. Begin to thank Him right now for answered prayers. Father, we thank You and we give You praise. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You again for Shiloh 2020. Thank You for the light of Your word that we have received from yesterday. Thank You for the powerful word that You have sent to us this morning. Again, in this session, meet each one of us at the very point of our needs. Speak to us again. Change our story again. And let Your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let Your amen break limits. Give the Lord a big clap offering, and please, you may be seated. You can make it bigger and louder for Jesus. He's worthy. Praise God. I count it a great privilege this morning to be given the opportunity to stand here to share the word of God with us at Shiloh 2020. And I know that which God has in store for each one of us at this moment shall be delivered in Jesus' name. I appreciate that privilege. This morning, God has sent us two powerful words. And in this segment, just a little to add to what God has already sent to us. And in this session, we shall be looking at engaging your faith for turnaround. Engaging your faith for what? Can you say that with me, please, everybody? Louder, please. Two scriptures as foundation as we begin to look at this topic. Hebrews 10:38 is a very, very popular scripture. There is power in reading. Hebrews 10:38, the Bible says, now the just shall live by what? Faith. By what? Faith. By what? Faith. And that is you. Yeah. Now the just shall live and enjoy turnaround encounters by what? Faith. Hebrews 11:8, the second scripture. Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, what did he do? What did he do? I see another Abraham living here from Shiloh Grand. If you are that one, let your amen show it. Sons of God, it's very important for us to understand, as we go through Shiloh 2020, that encounters are real. Encounters are what? Turnaround encounters are real. And God specializes in orchestrating encounters for His children. And the good news is, this is an encounter ground. Whether you are here on ground at Canaan Land or any of the visit centers around the world, this is an encounter ground. And so I've got good news for someone under the sound of my voice right now, wherever you may be. You will encounter God. I don't think you heard what I said. I said you, as an individual, will encounter God. If you believe that for you, let your amen show it. Therefore, I'm glad to announce to someone this morning on Shiloh Ground, your struggles are over. It doesn't matter what area of life where you believe God for an encounter, whether it's in your family, whether it's over your health, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your career, whatever area of life it may be, I've got good news for someone today. Your struggles are finally over. We just heard some testimonies a while ago. You've been listening to the testimonies of others. After Shiloh 2020, others will listen to your testimony. What is a turn around? What is it? Simply defined, a turn around is an abrupt, rapid, positive change. An abrupt and rapid positive change. Something rapid, something speedy, something supernatural, something sudden will happen to somebody here. If you receive it, shout it loud, I receive it. And shout a believing amen. To encounter turnaround, you are required to engage with your faith. You have to engage with what? With your faith. And listen carefully, everyone. Faith makes the invisible God real to the believer. Faith does what? Makes the invisible God real to the believer. Upon this mountain, God will become real to you. Yeah. Romans 4:17, talking about Father Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Before God, whom Abraham believed, even though his body was dead, he believed God. Did it happen or not? Did it happen or not? What people thought would never happen for good in your life, God will surprise them. God will silence your mockers. God will change somebody's story. If you are that one, shout a louder amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 27, talking about Moses. Look at what the Bible says. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, and fearing the wrath of the king, he endured as seeing God who is what? Invisible. So faith makes the invisible God real to the believer. By the time you are departing from this mountain, like never before, God will become real to you. It was Kenneth E. Hagin of blessed memory that said, faith changes hope into reality. Faith changes hope into reality. What is it that you have been hoping for and longing to see in your life? The reality of it will depart with you from Shiloh. You must have heard many people give testimony, saying things like, I caught it. I caught it. Do you remember that? I caught it. In other words, the reality of God dawned on them. Upon this mountain, what will give you turn around as a lifestyle, you will catch it. Faith, therefore, is the determining factor of every man's status in the kingdom. Faith is what determines your status in the kingdom of God. Faith. What is it that determines your status? Faith is what determines your status in the kingdom of God. And the good news is, upon this mountain, someone's status is changing. In every department of your life, it is not the same you that came to Shiloh that will return home. Where they used to find you before, they won't find you there anymore. Can I hear louder? Amen. But why is it that faith is so important to your turnaround encounters? Why? Number one, every upward change in the life of a believer will always require the force of faith. Every upward change in the life of a believer will always require the force of what? Of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. The Bible says, we walk by faith and not by what? By sight. In the kingdom of God, you can only walk by faith. You can only walk by what? By faith. We've seen the example of the life of Abraham. And without going too far, we see this great example in this commission. We can only walk by faith and not by sight. When the commission began, when the ministry started, you could see the signboard by the roadside, Living Faith Church World Outreach Center. But when you get to where the building was, you would need faith to connect with the signboard. That was the beginning. The God servant kept on from the onset. I can see crowds of people sitting outside, and then he will be preaching and be sweating, three-piece suit, and running from one end of the altar to another. Faith, pumping the word of faith into the hearts of men. But is that where we are today? Somebody's status is changing. You know what? Don't be deceived by your present circumstance. Your situation will change for the better. Hello? I said your situation will change for the better. Where you are right now is the least place that you will ever be in your life. Next year, Shiloh, people will have to look twice to be able to recognize you. Am I speaking to someone today? Say, I receive it. Louder yet, I receive it. In case you came to Shiloh sick in your body, next year, Shiloh, you'll be alive and well. In your transformed state. And in case you have been given a death sentence over your life, I declare to you by the word of the Lord and by the word of faith, as long as you engage your faith, you shall not die. I declare again, you shall not die. Again, I declare and declare, you shall not die. But you shall live and declare the word of the Lord. Say, I receive it. You can imagine how they were mocking Abraham. But he stood his ground. And at the end, he became the father of many nations. Don't bother yourself about those who might be mocking you today. They will join you later to celebrate your God. Can I hear louder? Amen. They might be mocking you today. When are you going to get married? All your mates are married. Tell them, shut up. You will soon see me in my multiplied state. They might be mocking you today. Show me your children. Remember the testimony we had last night? From mockery to triplets. I see God releasing multiple children and babies. Someone under the sound of my voice, you will return with your own testimony. They might be mocking you. Look at you walking like an elephant and eating like a cat. They will so join you to celebrate your God. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every form of terminal disease under the sound of my voice, I curse it in Jesus' name. Cancer, you are cursed in Jesus' name. Blindness, arthritis, pain, aches, you are cursed in the name of Jesus Christ. If you came in here with any sickness in your body, you are not returning with it. Can I hear louder? Amen. Every upward change in a man's life requires the force of faith. From this day forward, the devil will not succeed in deflating your faith any longer. Can I hear louder? Amen. This commission is a commission that is faith-based. And so the subject of faith is a lifelong course. You will not fail it in Jesus' name. Can I hear louder? Amen. Why is faith so important? Number two, no one can tell how real God is until his or her faith and the word of God comes alive. Your faith in God's word must come alive. Remember the story of Thomas in the Bible. John chapter 20, beginning from verse 25, you can read at your time to verse 29. Thomas said, no, I can't believe until I see Jesus. And I'm able to put my finger into the holes in his hand. And by the time he saw Jesus, he cried, alas, master. He refused to believe because the words of Jesus to him did not come alive in him. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21. 1 Samuel 3 21. The Bible says, the Lord appeared again in Shiloh and revealed himself by his word. The word of God will come alive in your life like never before. And from this Shiloh, you will become a practical interpretation of what encounters are. Can I hear louder? Amen. Why is faith so important? If you must encounter turnarounds. Number three, all the heroes of Bible days are men and women of diverse encounters with God through their faith. And you can see all of the record. Hebrews chapter 11. You can begin to read from verse 7 all the way to 40. You see a whole list there. Heroes of faith. they encountered God by their faith. Therefore, if you and I must also encounter God, our faith must be in place. For instance, Father Abraham, at the age of 75, was squatting in his father's house. But through faith, he became a father of nations. Not only that, he became rich in everything. Another Abraham is living from here. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 called him. And Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1, the Bible says, he became rich in all things. Abraham was old and was stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in how many things? If that's you, say, I receive it. From this mountain, God will bless you in all things. Now hear louder, amen. How about Peter, the apostle, is another great example. Peter toiled all night. Luke chapter 5, verses 3 to 10. But look at what verse 4 says. Luke 5 and verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net. He obeyed, verse 10. Look at what happened in verse 10. Peter obeyed. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with him. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch what? Peter had toiled all night, but he heard the words of Jesus Christ. He obeyed, and Jesus told him, you won't only be catching fish any longer, you shall become a fisher of men. Did it happen to him or not? Your toilings are over. You might have been toiling in different areas of your life, but upon this mountain, as you receive the word of Jesus Christ, and his word becomes real unto you, your toilings shall be terminated in the name of Jesus Christ. Say with me, my toiling is over. Louder yet, my toiling is over. My struggles are over. Say, believe in amen. How about Joseph? We're all familiar with the story of Joseph in the Bible. He endured slavery. And just like a dream of the night, within 24 hours, Joseph encountered a turnaround. And from the prison, he became the prime minister in a foreign land. Someone's status is changing. You might have been in the prison house in any department of your life before you came, but you are ascending your throne after Shiloh. I said, you will ascend your throne after Shiloh. I have good news for someone here today. Your slavery is over. I said, your slavery is over. So my slavery is over. Shout the Lord, amen. 2 Kings chapter 25, 2 Kings chapter 25 and verse 29, we see the Bible talk about King Jehoiachin. For 37 years, this man was wearing prison garments. But when his encounter came, and one day, overnight, within 24 hours, his story changed. And his prison garments were changed for a royal one. No matter the kind of prison house that you might have been in, because you are on Shiloh ground, wherever you may be, whether on ground or live, God will change your story. We can go on and on in scriptures. How about Esther? He was a captive. He was an orphan. But by God's turnaround encounter, she became the queen. Someone's story is changing. Say, I am that person. Louder yet, my story is changing. So we see through scripture several examples. All the heroes of Bible days, men and women of diverse encounters, they had to engage their faith. So you and I must engage our faith to enjoy encounters at Shiloh 2020. We must engage our faith. We must do what? Grace, therefore, to be able to engage your faith for your desired encounters, receive it in Jesus' name. To engage your faith for turnaround encounters, what must I do? What must I do? Number one, go for the word. Do what? You want to encounter, turn around, then go for the word. Romans 10:17. The scripture makes it very clear. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of who? By the word of God. To enjoy turnaround encounters, go for the word. We've heard so much about that in the first and second segment. Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. The Bible says very clearly, and I love this. It says, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We heard a lot about prayer in the first segment today. We heard about the word also in the first and second segment. We cannot do without the word if we must engage our faith for turn around. Psalm 119, the scripture says in verse 130, the entrance of your word gives light. And when light comes, turn around is inevitable. Therefore, locate God's word for your situation. In what area of your life are you believing God for turnaround at Shiloh? What has the word of God said about it? Locate God's word for your specific situation. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Upon this ground of Shiloh, you will find the word of God. Can I hear louder? Amen. Therefore, in every word session, pay rapt attention as if you are the only one present. Don't mind who is on your right or on your left. God's servant has shared with us over and again how that many years ago he traveled to the U.S. to attend a meeting. And in that meeting, he didn't even remember the name of the hotel. He didn't pay attention to who was on his right or on his left. He focused his gaze on God's servant, Kenneth E. Hagin. And at a point in time, God spoke to him and said, the baton has been passed over. Upon this mountain, someone is returning without baton. If you are the one, let your amen show it. And when he returned from that meeting, it was evident that indeed the baton has been passed over. You are the next to share a brighter testimony. So locate the word of God for your situation. Pay rapt attention in every word session. Let the word of God have the final authority concerning your situation. Declare God's word concerning your situation. It doesn't matter how you came to Shiloh 2020. The good news is you are not returning the same way. If you came sick, you are returning whole. If you came poor, you shall return enriched. If you came confused, you shall return lightened. By the time you are leaving Shiloh, your status would have changed for the better. Can I hear louder? Amen. Therefore, refuse to give up. Refuse to do what? Refuse to give up. Hold on to the word of God for you. We have heard it shared over and again. The testimony of a man that attended the crusade of the great man of God, Oral Roberts, many years ago. The man was crippled. Dr. Oral had preached and ministered. Many people had been healed, but this man was not healed. Dr. Robert had gone to the prayer room to pray for people. This man was not healed. And Oral Robert was leaving after the meeting. And the man looked at Oral and said, "Excuse me, I am supposed to be healed when? Today. I am supposed to be healed when? Louder, please, when? The loudest you can, when? Dr. Roberts looked at him, lay hands on him, prayed for him. Guess what happened? Was he healed or not? Say with me, I am supposed to have an encounter today. Say like you believe it. The loudest you can. Tap your neighbor, tell him or her the same thing. You are supposed to have an encounter today. Say loud, amen. As you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. That encounter that you have been long waiting for upon this mountain, it shall be delivered to you. Can I hear louder? Amen. As we begin to round up number two, to engage your faith for turnaround encounters, secure God's voice. Secure who? Psalm chapter 29 and verse 4. The Bible says very clearly, Psalm 29 verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of God imparts faith. You can't hear God and doubt him. You cannot. You cannot hear God and doubt him. Upon this mountain, you will hear God. Yeah. One of the prayers I pray often than not is, Lord, give me hearing ears and seeing eyes. Upon this mountain, God will pop your spiritual ears open. Because you cannot hear God and doubt him. Talking about this place, you've heard God's servant share this over and again. That the first time they were coming here, he said to himself, this cannot be the place. This is too far. And he had all the reasons why this couldn't have been the place. But when they got here, held hands at the gate to pray, he said, God said to him very clearly, this is the place. That's the voice of God. And because he heard the voice of God, faith was stirred up in him. Because he heard the voice of God, he was able to take steps and obey. And today, is this the place or not? You cannot hear God and doubt him. You cannot hear God and doubt him. Upon this mountain, your spiritual ears shall be opened. Yeah. At the beginning of this year, God's servant declared how that God said he will plant for himself this one year 10,000 churches. Have you ever heard that before? Hello? You've never heard that before? 10,000 churches. Not just on paper. Physical. With pastors. With buildings. 10,000 churches in one year. I'm sure that quite a number of people must have been wondering, but how can these things be? But today, has God done it or not? Has God done it or not? That situation of your life that looks so impossible, if you hear the voice of God upon this mountain,
it shall be practically delivered. Can I hear a louder amen? That blessing might look so far away from you, but the good news is, secure God's voice and God will do it in your life. That situation of your life will change for the better. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said that situation of your life will change for the better. You are believing God for a turnaround in your career. God will make it happen for you. Believing God for a turnaround in your family, God will make it happen for you. Secure the voice of God. And we see that all through scriptures. For example, the man Saul that became Paul in Acts chapter 22, verse 7. Acts 22, 7. Paul heard God's voice. The scripture says, I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto me. Heard a voice. He heard a voice. And so Saul encountered destiny and became Paul, the chief of the apostles. You may be at the back, but by virtue of the voice of God you are hearing upon Shiloh ground, you will get to the forefront. Can I hear louder? Amen. How about Moses? Moses encountered God's voice and he became a God unto Pharaoh. God said to him, I have made thee a God unto Pharaoh. Why? Because he heard the voice of God. Upon this mountain, that challenging situation of your life, God will make you a God unto it. Let your amen break limits. In conclusion, remember, very importantly, faith is in measures. Faith is in what? But the good news is, you can grow your faith. And the major weapon to grow your faith is the word of God. Your faith shall no longer be stopped. Every situation is reversible by faith, including your own. And your situation, again, I decree and declare, will change for the better. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said, your situation will change for the better. So believe God. Put your faith on the line. Refuse to quit. Remember, it is often said, it is usually darkest before dawn. You may be in the dark season of your life right now, but I tell you something, don't give up, because your day will soon break. Say me, my day will soon break. Louder yet, my day will soon break. The loudest you can, my day will soon break. As I close, I share my testimony. Many of you have read my testimony book, Rescued from Destruction. If you have any challenge over your life, especially in your health, and the enemy is tearing you in the face, just remember my name. Remember my testimony. God, who put me back on my feet against the wish of the enemy, principally by the oppression of faith, the force of faith, he will change your story. Man might have written you up and written you off concerning your situation, but I've got good news for you. They will come back to celebrate with you. I see many people here returning Shiloh 2021 in their multiplied state. If you are the one, let your amen show it. If you are the one, shout the louder, amen. As you have declared it, so shall it be for you. Rise up on your feet, everyone, right now, wherever you may be. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and receive grace to grow your faith. No one can grow your faith for you. You have to do it by yourself. Lift up your hand to the Lord. Say after me, Heavenly Father. Louder, please, Heavenly Father. Right now, I receive grace to grow my faith for my turnaround. It is done. I said, it is done. Again, I declare and declare, it is done. Put your wonderful hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.